Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Today is a pop-up encouragement. So there has been something that I've just been sitting in for a second, and I just felt compelled to share here as well to really encourage your hearts and hopefully bring some context if you've been sensing that there's been a lot of battling and wrestling recently. I've got a whole word on this. We're going to dive into that. If you are new here, welcome. Thank you for investing your time here. It's such an honor to have the privilege of being able to share with you today. And I also want to encourage you, if you are new or if you've been running with us for a minute, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. This is how you can know when a new episode, particularly one like this that is a pop-up word that doesn't fit the regular scheduled programming, is going to come through. And a lot of times those are always right on time. It's just something that you need to hear right here in the moment. And when somebody can just obey the Lord and show up and release it, it can bless your life. So I just encourage you to subscribe. It would also mean the world to me if you would rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review about how any of the episodes have touched you. If it's ministered to you in some sort of way, I would love it if you would share that and allow that to be something that is a gift that can keep on giving. Truly, when you actually take a few minutes, maybe 5 tops, to leave a review, to rate it 5 stars, to leave a review, this is how other people learn about the podcast. And I don't know about you, but we have heard so many stories, and I've experienced this personally as well, where you've been praying for something, asking God to show up, and He sends a podcast. He shows you a post. He causes you to listen to a song or to encounter a person, and it changes your life. And so you could be somebody that sets that off. And so I just encourage you to do so. And once you do rate the podcast 5 stars and leave a review, venture over to www.julianapage.com/podcast. And on that page, you can input your information and we will send you the 30-day God's Vibes Matter devotional for free. Just to love right back on you. So go over there, make sure that you do that. And then also you can join us in the Courage Co community. I don't know if all of you know, but inside Courage Co, we have prophetic prayer calls. We've got small groups every single day of the week with truly amazing humans that run these groups. We call them the Sunshine Gang. So there's different groups every day that you can plug into, which could truly up-level and just bless your life. So I encourage you to get plugged into those, let alone programs that can meet you anywhere you are on your God journey and your exploit adventures with him. So I just encourage you, whether it's 30 days of faith walking to give yourself a challenge, that might even be a great thing to do at the start of an upcoming month here in June. The God's Vibes Mastermind, which is a signature program, a VIP mastermind, beautiful heart healing, inner man work, mind renewing, emotional resilience building, so much capacity training, character development is happening in the mastermind with community doing it together alongside you. Or even we have the Spirit Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program. The next round starts July 8th. Okay, so there's plenty of things. I might have even missed some. We have the Courage Code Training Bundle. That's an entire year of training on demand. So think about that. If you just replaced your Netflix and chill with a year of training on demand, I don't know. Your life might change. I'm just saying. So I just encourage you, get plugged in, start exploring. If you have any questions at all, our team is happy to help too. info@juliannapage.com is where you can shoot a quick email. And then we had a couple of people asking about as well, coaching. So I do have two spots, I believe, on my calendar to work with folks one-on-one. So if you want to know about that, you can email coaching to info@juliannapage.com. But if you need something a little quicker, like a breakthrough session, we've got those too. So there is a link to book a breakthrough, quite literally, in the show notes. So if you want to do that and get connected directly and kind of bypass all those other steps, go ahead and do that. No issues at all there. All you do is click on the link and you book your slot. That's how that works. So you can go ahead and do that if you are led. And without further ado, let's get to the encouraging word. Let's do it. Okay, so I was hearing, which is so, so powerful, that the battling and the wrestling is for chastening. And I know that doesn't sound fun, but let me break down chastening, right? So it says that the Lord rebukes and he chastens, right? He does this to those that he loves, okay? So he's helping us to grow up in him, okay, to become more Christ-like. And this is something that we are responsible to do, okay? So this could mean correction, okay? Sometimes it could be a rebuke, right? Often it is used in a negative term, mostly for how it can feel for us. It can feel embarrassing and uncomfortable for us or really frustrating for us, right? But often God will chasten us through instruction, through nurturing, okay? Through exposing ways that we don't look like him. So maybe there is this really off-putting self-criticism or even this judgment and criticism towards other people that God did not place in your heart. He might expose that, and that might be really uncomfortable when he does that. That correction doesn't feel great, right? But he's bringing you, if you choose to respond to that, into greater wholeness and into greater freedom, okay? So chastening is often correction, but it's not always negative, okay? It can also mean to restrain, to pull back. All right. So a lot of the instruction from God and the nurturing from God is gentle, right? The Holy Spirit will often speak to us in a still small voice, so still and small that it's easy to ignore, right? That it's easy to just kind of dismiss and keep it moving, right? But there's times where that's no longer an option and the chastening becomes a little more intense. Okay, so really, really interesting when you think about that word, but I encourage you to think about chastening, not just from a negative perspective, but to see it as instruction and discipline, okay? We need to be wise and discerning. We need to have strong spiritual disciplines in order to thrive, okay? So that's really what it is. It's not just this angry chastisement, okay? Now, the application of this, because when you're reading the Word of God, Holy Spirit reveals that word to you, and he also makes it a living word, okay? So, for example, I just took the scripture verse about how God chastises those he loves, right? And the revelatory word to that was the battling and the wrestling is for chastening, right? So some of what you're walking through, you can't just throw on the devil, okay? This is to help you follow my word. This is to help you look like Christ through your circumstances, okay? So how do you apply this? I was meditating on this and I started to really sense that the things we go through in life either make us sweeter, like softer, you know, more salt and light, right? Better, nobler, or they make us more fault-finding, more callous, and insistent on having our own way. Yikes, right? Like, there really are two options. Like, you can either look more like God or nothing like God. That could be what starts to happen, okay? And this depends entirely on the relationship that we have with God, that we cultivate with God, okay? And that can look different as there are people, okay? Now, our relationship with God can be transactional, and that doesn't feel good, right? If you've ever been in a transactional relationship or experience, that just feels all sorts of disgusting in so many layers, right? And that feels probably the same way to God. He is not for transactional relationships, right? And if we just focus on a transactional relationship, we can get really mean and cynical. Mean being just angry and bitter and unforgiving and self-centered and prideful and just engage in all sorts of self-pity and selfishness, all the stuff, right? That does not make us very fun to be around. And we have lots of humans that have made that choice in the world, right? You can just go through your day and encounter many of them. But if our relationship is about oneness with Christ, being one with Christ, right? The nature, the life of Christ can press through us and it can be revealed and shared in the world. It can flow out of us to other people, okay? So I thought about this and I thought that, well, what keeps us from really cultivating a relationship that is that strong, that is that deep, that is that real, that it can totally just bless other people who simply even encounter you because you've been with Christ, right? If you've seen somebody that's been with Christ, they have a light in their eyes. They have a very welcoming and peaceful and pleasant demeanor. You're just drawn to them in some sort of way. And you can also see when someone hasn't been with Christ for a minute, right? Like their unrenewed nature and tendencies are coming out to the surface, okay? So which one do you want to press through you? Well, it depends on which one you're partnering with and spending the most time engaging. So what keeps us from relationship? Often it is the worry and the cares of the world. If there was just one thing, I mean, there could be many, but if there's just one thing that comes to mind in terms of what keeps us from cultivating this beautiful relationship with the Lord, it is the cares of the world. And I sat on this thought today, what if worry is actually infidelity? And I was like, what? That's so powerful. It's so powerful to think about. So hear me on this. In Matthew 6:25, it talks about taking no thought for your life, what you'll eat, what you'll drink, what you'll wear, all of that, right? And it emphasizes that worry means that we do not think that God can look after the practical details of our life, meaning we don't think that God is God, that God cares, that God covers us, that he just can't handle it. So we better. We need to step in because clearly God's not on it. Okay? So when you think about that, it's truly these cares of the world that are choking out the word of God that is in us, what we know to be true, and our dependency and obedience. It's literally robbing us of those things. So little worries are where infidelity, okay? And if you want to think about infidelity as different words. It means unfaithfulness, breaches of trust, like we're not trusting God. It could be extramarital relations. So when you think about relationship with God, we have a covenant with God. We are married to God. So we're in covenant with Him. And so extramarital relations are starting to have mixture, right? Like wandering eyes, engaging in inappropriate conversations that are out of line, entertaining things that are not welcome within the relationship, right? So this starts to happen with worry, okay? And then it could also mean faithlessness, disloyalty, unfaithfulness, and falseness. So we start basically idolizing a worry over our trust, over our surrender, over our dependency on Christ, right? Christ is supposed to be one we depend on. We're not supposed to operate independent from Christ. We're meant to have our life in Christ, right? Our life, quite literally, the life that we live, we breathe, we enjoy is hidden in Christ, okay? So when we start to worry, when we start to idolize and prioritize these cares in the world, that is a breach of trust, right? That is like little things that we start engaging that lead into bigger things where we totally disengage with God, okay? So what is the cure for that? I mean, I just think it's so interesting to think about it at that level so that you can take it seriously. You know, sometimes we're like, nah, worry's not a big deal. But if you see worry like infidelity, you'll actually make that a big deal and you'll do something about it. If you get casual with worry, whew, it's like giving the devil place. You're like, come on in, wreak havoc on my life, have your way, right? And I really don't think if you thought about it this way, you would allow that to happen. All right, so what is the cure? The cure is obedience to the Spirit and living with abandon to Christ. In other words, making Jesus the priority and the primary concentration or focus in your life. So instead of primarily focusing on problems, right, and all the cares of the world, you literally focus on God. You let God be the focus, okay? So I want to challenge you. There's a couple of questions throughout that you can be asking and journaling, and maybe go back and re-listen to this if you don't have a journal. But how can you trade any emptiness that you're experiencing in life, or any cares or any worries for fullness in Christ? Like, how can you bring that area to Christ as an area that He can show up more fully through? Or how can you trade things of the earth for eternal things? How can you trade things of the earth for eternal things? And you might not know how to answer this, and that's okay too. I know I definitely did not in the beginning, but my thought was, well, in answering a question like this, what I could do is I could start prioritizing what matters to God. So God cares that I have the Word alive and active in me every day, right? He wants me to feed on that more than I would feed on anything else, so I can make that a priority or not, right? I can love and care for what He cares most about, which is His people, which means, well, if I'm not a very loving human, that I could actually prioritize becoming one and start dealing with my inner man. So whether that's even going to therapy or hiring a coach or, you know, investing in some skill development and what it is that I need to heal and embrace wholeness. You know, it could be going through a recovery program, whatever that is, but the aim here is to help you become a more loving human to yourself and thus to other people, right? And I can also volunteer. I could serve. I could stop being so full of self and start getting out of my own way and being of service to other people. And I have found nothing more humbling and life-giving, and really like a quick fix for that selfishness than serving other people. When we get so caught up in self-pity or pride, ego, selfishness, it's really, really nasty how destructive that can be on the inside of us. But a great way to get out of it is just start serving other people. Okay. So moving on, I was meditating also on 2 Peter 1:5. Okay, and it talks about adding to your faith. A lot of times we talk about faith, but it talks specifically here about adding to your faith virtue. Okay, there's a quote that says, "Furnish your faith with resolution." I love that. Like there's no question here. You're resolute. All right. So add faith to virtue. Add means there's something we have to do. Okay. It's a directive. It doesn't say just receive. It says add. There's something that you get to add. Okay. So it's important here to remember that we can't do what God does. We're not God, right? Apart from God, I am nothing. Apart from God, I can do no good thing. Like I need God, okay? But we cannot do what God does. And God will also not do what we can do. He's given us responsibility, but he can't make us choose that, right? He's given us, out of love, a free will to make decisions. It's almost like he's given us an exam, let's say, like life is just a constant, you know, learning experience. And so we have all these different tests, but he's given us the answers, which is kind of fun too. Like it's an open book exam, but we still have to choose if we're going to pass the test, if we're going to study, if we're going to do the work, if we're going to actually embody that and demonstrate that in our life. And I personally think so many people are so frustrated because people can talk a good talk, but they can't walk the walk. Like they cannot back it up because they're not actually doing the work, the inner work that produces the outer manifestation of that in your life. And so they can talk it, they can regurgitate information, copy what other people are saying, represent what other people are saying, but they don't live it. And you can tell, you can feel it. You don't see the demonstration of what they're saying in their life. And that causes distrust. Okay? So here's an example. We can't save or sanctify ourselves. You might have tried before coming into a relationship with Christ, right? God does that, but God will not give us good habits. He won't give us strong spiritual disciplines. He'll not give us the character. He won't make us walk uprightly. We actually choose to develop that, to cultivate that in order to produce it and demonstrate it. And we have to do all that ourselves because we are responsible to work out the salvation that God worked in. We don't just get saved and we're like, ta-da, live happily ever after. I don't know about you. That has not been my experience. Far from it. Far from it. A majority of the experience has been healing and becoming responsible and powerful. And a powerful person makes wise decisions, okay? A powerful person is accountable. A powerful person walks in integrity and excellence, and it takes some work to do that, right? Like, we're not just born full of integrity. That's something that you learn and you prove in time. If you're that person, it's easy to say that you are until that's challenged. Okay. So even just in life, everything that God has for you will require courage. This is why Courage Co. was birthed, right? Courage Co. is this community of faith walkers that are here to truly live their most courageous and impactful story with God at the center of it all, right? So they can radically be examples of what's possible with God in the way that they can, in their uniqueness, in their authenticity, the way God designed. But that takes an incredible amount of courage because we've got so much pain, trauma, poor programming to work through, and some real life situations that make that even more complicated. Okay? But things don't just happen. We've got to add. So add means to get in the habit of doing the things that are required. It's like counting the cost and paying the price, okay? Things aren't just, you know, there's the potential, right, that's inside of you, but you don't actually experience the potential unless you activate it and cultivate it, okay? So freely, you've received these things, freely give them, but you can't really give what you haven't cultivated, okay? What you haven't learned for yourself, which you haven't overcome, right? You can't guide somebody into a breakthrough that you don't have breakthrough in. Okay, so doing the work, there is nothing like doing the work in your life. So adding means getting into the habit of doing things, okay, to be resolute when God speaks, to act in faith immediately on what he says. Don't get in the habit of just ignoring him. And never revise our decisions, meaning it's inevitable, right? If God said it, that settles it. So whatever I face from this point forward doesn't change what God said, and it shouldn't change my position either. I should still continue, no matter what, to move forward like this is inevitable, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. Okay, so what does that look like for you? What does it look like to take the initiative and to stop hesitating and just take the step that you know to take? Okay, I don't know is not an option. If you did know, what would you do? So if God has told you what to do, right? What does it look like to stop hesitating and just take the step? And when would now be a great time to do that? So things don't remain unless they are initiated and cultivated. So we want to have, let's say, a healthy relationship. We want to have a godly relationship. Well, you're not going to have that just by thinking about it. You're not going to have that just by hoping for it. You know, you're not going to have that just by phoning a friend and talking to them about it. You actually work on that, okay? And in relationships, we've got to die to ourselves daily. We've got to get sharpened, right? Iron sharpens iron. We've got to learn how to become selfless and how to put somebody else's needs above our own, how to become one when maybe you've never been one with anybody before. So how does one know how to do that with a totally different human, right? That's really, really challenging. So you're not just going to have this beautiful relationship apart from what it costs to have that, right? You're not going to have a godly relationship if God's not in it. Interesting, right? So what are you sowing? Because whatever you're sowing, even neglecting, you will reap a harvest of that. Okay, so we have to form habits to express what God's grace has done in us. Okay, so, you know, if God has given me the mind of Christ, what am I doing to renew that on a consistent basis? Right? If God has given me emotional health, what am I doing to process my emotions and become emotionally intelligent, mature, and resilient? Right? Do I give up the first time I feel uncomfortable? Do I start murmuring and complaining at the first sign of something not going my way? Right? Is my first instinct and reaction to have a pity party? Or do I train a different response? Because that is a choice, right? What am I doing to keep my heart pure so that I can see God? Am I storing up bitterness and unforgiveness and offense in there? Am I doing something different? Am I sowing the word of God up in my heart so I can really lean on it and work the word? Okay, things don't remain unless they are initiated, like you're actually putting in some work and you're cultivating that consistently. You know, just picture a garden. We are God's garden. So picture a garden. If you have, you know, a beautiful practice of weeding, you know, pulling up these roots that spring up, and if you have a way of cultivating this garden in an ongoing way, you'll see it flourishing. You'll prune some things, do some clipping over here, pull out some weeds over here, right? Water, cultivate it, lay down some mulch. Like, you have a process, right? So you can see, just picture this, drive through a neighborhood, right? You'll see people that have a gardening practice and those that do not. Well, the same is true with your soul, okay? So when you don't have a practice, weeds gonna do what they do. Life gonna life, right? There's gonna be things that happen, but you don't want to be the person that's tossed to and fro because you're immature in the Lord, right? You want to be a person that is rooted and grounded. Okay, that you can literally walk on water in the storm. That's a very different approach, okay, with very different outcomes. And they start with a choice, okay? It's going to be hard, you know? It's hard either way. It's hard to deal with the consequences of not nurturing and cultivating your soul. Really hard to do that. And it's hard, a different kind of hard, to do that in a consistent way, okay? We have to form habits to express what God's grace has done in us, Okay, so think about this. What do I most consistently do? Do I manifest the sweetness of the Son of God in my life? Right? Do I look like Christ a majority of the time? Is that what I'm doing? Or do I manifest the irritation of myself apart from him? Right? Like, am I always irritable, venting, murmuring, complaining? You know, am I just looking ugly out here? Right? Like, what am I doing? Do I look like Christ, or do I look like me being irritated and frustrated and overwhelmed and busy and all the things all the time? Our circumstances, with wisdom, we learn this. Our circumstances are the means of manifesting how wonderful and extraordinary the pure Son of God is. Right? Like, think about it. You maybe used to be crazy impatient. Like, it didn't take much. Like, put you in a car in traffic, have a line at the grocery store, like, you know, whatever. Babysit a younger human. You know, you'll see how your patient buttons work, okay? So you might have been somebody that was crazy impatient before. Now, you might be so patient because you're actively working on that and trusting Holy Spirit to help you be patient. Like, you're making that your intention, and you're partnering with Holy Spirit to allow Christ to show up strong in your weakness, right? So now you're becoming more patient and you're looking like a different human. You used to be so angry and reactive, and now you have an element of peace and patience and poise, and you can respond. And when you do, there's such grace in your response. Like, who are you? What is happening, right? That is the nature of Christ being revealed in you, right? And that's what the world is waiting on. The glory of God revealed through his kids, okay? Really, really important. So our circumstances are the means of manifesting how wonderful and extraordinary our God is. So it would make sense that you're in some, right? But we have to keep ourselves fit to let Jesus's life reign through us and let the Word of God be always living and active in us, right? If you're not eating on a consistent basis, your body will show effects of that. If you're not staying hydrated, you'll experience effects of that. If you are not feeding on the Word of God, your spiritual life will atrophy. That will happen, okay? So what does it look like to keep your soul fit in this season to manifest Christ's life here and now? What does it look like to do that? How might you even celebrate and nurture the majesty, the grace, and the power of God being manifested in you? It says God is able to make all grace abound to us, right? But we are responsible for this, and we can lavish it on others when we make it our responsibility. So, here's a little prayer for you. God, may we not find the wine, W-H-I-N-E, in us anymore, but the wine, W-I-N-E, for the new wineskins. May we be stamped with your nature so that your blessing will come through us all the time. May we concentrate on you and allow rivers of living water to flow. May we be more than conquerors in all things. May we seek you first and live rightly related to you. Help us, God, to live in right relationship with you, to live secure in our knowledge of who we are in you, and to trust that your ways are always better than our own. May we abandon our works and let your grace go to work for us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. All right, y'all. This week, we have a prayer call on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Central Time. This is prophetic encouragement, super powerful. So you are welcome to join us. You're invited to join us. It's free inside the Courage Co. community. We also have an info session on the Spirit Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program on Thursday at 1 p.m. also in the Courage Co. community, 1 p.m. Central Time. And applications right now are open for both the God's Vibes Mastermind, which will start in June, and the Spirit Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program, which will start in July. So if you want to apply to either of those, you can click on the link in the show notes and get plugged into those. You can also join us. We do every single month prophetic monthly. So there's 6 live sessions literally every single month where we just keep teaching on the prophetic. We activate you in the prophetic, and we have different boot camps and coaching all around prophetic ministry. All right. So if you're led to do that, that is a great thing to plug into. We also have an information session for that, which will be, what day is that? Next Tuesday. So next Tuesday, it would be May 28th at 12 p.m. Central Time. So you can get into Courage Co, www.courageco.org. You can see all of these things listed as events. If you just go to the events tab, you can click on it and sync it to your calendar and make it really easy for you to show up. So come join us, get all of your questions answered. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co yet, what are you doing? Courage Co is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop an aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.